You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With over 78 million cases of gonorrhea every year, STIs are one of the world's largest silent diseases hitting the world. This makes a study by Dr. Helen Pistosis-Harris all more important, with a hope for a vaccine in the pipeline. Producer Jack spoke to Dr. Pistosis-Harris about what her team study has found.
We discovered that the vaccine that was used in about a million New Zealanders under the age of 20 against meningococcal disease has also provided some cross-protection against gonorrhea.
So what are we going to do with this information, or how can we use this?
Well, that's a good question. How do we use this information, especially given that that vaccine is now no longer made? I guess two things. One is that it is... It gives us some information as to what might, what will offer protection against gonorrhea, which nobody had before. We were all sort of a bit clueless on that front, because having gonorrhea doesn't protect you against getting gonorrhea. So there's a whole lot of research that needs to be done to understand that. The other thing is that we have a couple of vaccines available on the global market that are being used now, being used reasonably extensively. One in particular has the New Zealand ingredient, the ingredient from our New Zealand vaccine in it. So, of course, it's expected that you might see the same effect in these vaccines, and that needs to be tested as well.
As much as we like in the kind of like the news or the world, we'd love to think that, you know, now we've just made this discovery and we've cured gonorrhea, but it's more like this is one kind of piece of the puzzle towards eventually finding some kind of vaccine.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, you know, the effect that we've seen is not what you would consider a flash vaccine by any means, but... The reason that we're having the conversation in the first place is because Cuba and New Zealand, who both use these type of vaccines, it's a very observable decline in gonorrhea almost immediately after we started using the vaccines. So you can go on to the surveillance data from these countries and you just see this great sudden dip. Now, Cuba kept using their vaccine and gonorrhea basically... It's not a problem there anymore. It sort of disappeared. New Zealand stopped, and then the rates picked up again. So, and modelling supports that if you have a vaccine that isn't super effective, it can still have a really significant public health effect. So I guess, given we have meningococcal vaccines that may have the same effect, there could be a place for them while people beaver away making a... much more effective gonorrhea vaccine, because it could make quite a difference just by using what we have now.
And just touching on Cuba and was it Norway as well?
Yeah.
What was the difference between the New Zealand kind of case study and those that actually kind of made the difference, or made the paper kind of more newsworthy and more credible?
Well, really, the eyeball their surveillance data, same as we did at the beginning. There was no study. There was just hypotheses there. So what we did was test the hypotheses and positive results. So it wasn't able to be proven before. We were the only people that could actually do a study.
All right. And so from here, what the next steps are just kind of maybe implementing this in the kind of global, or at least New Zealand kind of wider context, or ideally if we can get the politicians to do it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because for example the UK have one of these vaccines on their infant schedule. They've just introduced it to all their infants. So what they're, you know, busy thinking about at the moment is, well, what would happen if we introduced it to adolescents as well? And of course, in terms of meningococcal disease, that's an issue for adolescents as well. So would we get a double whammy if we did this? So I think you find that they're considering that at the moment, and perhaps other countries thinking of introducing these vaccines to the infants may about adolescents as well. We have to see, but that would be a possibility.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.